What up, Whiskey Ginger fans? Welcome back to the show. Like I always say, welcome if it's your first time. If it ain't your first time, please click subscribe and hit the notification bell so you know when we post. We post every single Friday. We don't miss, baby. Got a great announcement. I'm doing more shows. We added so many more dates at AndrewSantino.com. We added a late Sunday show in Addison, a.k.a. Dallas. If you're in that area and you're like, it's sold out. It's not. We added one more show. Go grab them tickets, baby. I'm also doing Atlantic City. I'm also doing Madison, Wisconsin. We added another show. I'm also doing Nashville, Tennessee. If you live in Nashville in that area, baby, come out and see your boy. I'm doing Boston as well. I'm doing Houston. We're adding all these dates. I'm so excited. Go grab them tickets. But you're in Dallas, if you're around that area in Texas, go grab them. We added that late show at AndrewSantino.com. You're looking for more content from the Whiskey Ginger, go to patreon.com/whiskeygingerpodcast. That's where I do solo episodes and one-on-one Cheeto chats. Also, if you're looking for merch, it's in the merch bar down below on YouTube or at AndrewSantinoStore.com. Again, go get them tickets, AndrewSantino.com, baby.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You're that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is one of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it once again today. It's Mr. Tom Segura. Tom Segura, everybody. He's here. This will probably be his last time ever on the show. He's moving, and it's also because I don't really want you on the show.
Yeah.
This was a favor that I'm doing for you, obviously, to boost your namesake and the podcast community.
Yep.
I know you guys did the little exchange with us a couple weeks ago.
That was terrible. Yeah.
It was really bad. It was very poor. You're welcome, I guess, is what I should start off by saying.
That's true. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
On all accounts.
On all the accounts. Yeah. First of all, I love you. Thank you for coming. You rolled up in a, can we talk about it?
Sure. Yeah.
You rolled up in a Lotus.
A Vora GT. Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. It was fun, man.
But what were you bumping? Cause you know, I'm a hip hop head. So I was more curious about that than I was about, cause I could hear you when I hear you coming up, no matter where you are, you're bumping.
That's true. That is We Are Young, the Jersey Club, Kyle Edwards, DJ Smalls remix.
Ooh. See, you have deep cuts. Like, you're good with it, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm get like more into music now. You know what I mean? Like
as you've gotten older, you feel like you're more into hip hop than you ever were?
Well, not just hip hop. Like, I've actually expanded. Like, that's like a club, like almost.
It was like, yeah.
So I got all kinds of shit.
I'll do EDM. I'll do a little EDM.
I'll fucking do it, man.
I know people say it like it's a bad thing. It used to be a butt of a joke almost.
Yeah.
Not like it's like cliche, but then once you really listen to it, I'm like, it's pretty good.
I'll do that, hip hop. I'll do Latin stuff.
Well, that I can. Well, that's because you speak brown.
Yeah, but I speak brown. But it's also like it's a vibe. Like, I'm not even listening to the shit they're saying. It's like it's a mood, you know.
Do you? What if the whole time they're just like kill Whitey, kill, white devil,
kill all the Yankees?
What? No, seriously though, because I've heard that. What's the guy's the most? J Balvin.
I don't know.
Do you know who J Balvin is?
No.
He's huge.
Really?
In the Latin market, he's like one of the biggest in the world.
Don't even know.
But I've heard some of his songs in Spanish, and they're bangers.
Yeah, man.
But I have no idea what he's saying.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking listen when we leave.
J Balvin. Yeah, you have to listen. I think that's it. Dude, look at, we sound like my dad. J Balvin. Have you heard J Beanie? Like, but now there's so many new guys coming down the pipeline that like, J Balvin.
Do you listen to today's hip hop?
Nah, dude. Well, it's so vague. Like, I don't even know what that is. That's what's even more weird.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I know like Future or like Roddy Ricch or like, you know,
DaBaby.
Yeah,
Lil Pump.
I know these guys. I've heard them, but I don't know. I couldn't really tell you what they do.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same. I mean, I get like
it's like a bad comic that's popular that you're like, I don't know any of his jokes.
Yeah. It's kind of like that. Yeah, I get a couple. You know, there'll be like a single because I really don't, even in hip hop, a lot of times listen to what's being said.
Well,
it's like the lyrics become like an instrument. You know what I mean? Like,
no, so I totally do. Like,
and it's like, you know what that song's about? I've heard it only 1,000 times. I don't know what the song's about. I didn't listen.
Even
to
if I know what it's about, sometimes I still don't know what that's about.
Yeah, that's true.
Like that song, I have a floor mat. My buddy EP bought me an outdoor floor mat for the patio, a doormat that says, "Bitch, don't wear no shoes in my house." And that's from the Roddy Ricch song, The Box, The Box.
He's telling her to take her fucking shoes off.
Take her, don't wear no shoes in my house. And that's, he got me a floor mat that says that. And I re-listened to the song because a friend was like, what is that? What does that mean? I was like, oh, it's in this song. And I put it on the patio. And as I was listening to the lyrics, I was like, I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But I do like some of the lines.
Some of the lines, I mean, I'll tell you like...
let's run through your liked songs on Spotify.
Well, I was gonna go to, what's it called? Just things I've downloaded recently.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's this, well, that's from 2012. That's, what is it? Showbiz and AG? I don't know who...
I love AG.
Okay,
AG's so good.
I just got this Pop Smoke track.
Okay, so Pop Smoke is new.
Yeah, that's new.
Okay, that's legit.
I did download that they released that Fife Dog track with Redman and but it's Jay Dilla produced. Like it's
love cool. Jay Dilla.
It's like a nostalgia kind of track because it feels like it's from.
But a lot of that stuff now, when they're redoing or rehashing a lot of it, yeah. It's almost like it makes me sad because it's gone, and you're like, well,
yeah.
Am I going to keep listening to this? Probably not. But I'll hear it once. Like, do you like Drake? Truly?
I mean, here's the thing. Do I run out and like download an album as soon as it comes out? No. But I mean, what, a dozen hits that like they come on, I'm like, it's a good song.
I have
man.
To listen to them.
Yeah.
Like he put out those two new tracks a couple weeks ago or a month ago.
I didn't hear them, but
they're good.
He makes hits, dude.
But Rick Ross is on it, and anything Rick Ross is like Cannabis to me. Remember Cannabis?
Of course.
Like, Cannabis was so good on other people's shit. But couldn't make his own album.
The craziest thing about my Cannabis story where I'm like, what's happening? Hmm. Is that Premiere made...
Our good friend DJ Premiere.
Our good friend DJ Premiere made... And I brought this up when he did a podcast with me.
Yeah.
Devil's Pie, the D'Angelo song.
Mm-hmm.
That beat is, I mean...
Unreal.
The grimiest.
It's unreal.
Meanest, darkest, like just gutter.
Yeah.
Doom, 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 doom. And you know, Devil's Pie, D'Angelo did. I didn't know this for a while, that Primo was in the studio with Cannabis and was like, how about this beat? And Cannabis was like, nah. And I was like, but it's like, it sound like if you go, this beat was made for Cannabis, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I could.
Yeah.
He turned it. He was like, I don't want it.
But you hear that all the time. Those guys turn down shit and it gets turned into something else.
For some reason, that beat, I'm like, how could he turn that down?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know. And he was leaving the studio and D'Angelo calls. And he's like, we're in the other studio. Uh-huh. You got anything? He's like, I got this. And he plays it like over his phone.
And he's
like, bring that shit over here right now.
Nah, but Cannabis is that same way to me of like, he's like Rick Ross. I love Rick Ross, but yeah. I like Rick Ross on mixtapes or on other people's stuff. Yeah. I don't want to listen to a whole Rick Ross album.
Yeah, I don't really listen to whole albums. I rarely do now.
The last album I listened to in full was probably maybe 2 Chainz.
Hmm.
I love 2 Chainz.
Really?
Oh, he's so dope. I like him as a dude, too.
I like him as a personality,
too. So I think that helps me listen to his music.
It definitely does.
But like, I just like who he lines himself up with. Like, and like French Montana, I'm not a huge French Montana fan, but Harry Fraud, I think, is one of the best producers of all time. So when they do stuff together, like those Mac and Cheese albums they did, I would listen to him over and over.
Yeah.
So that's my thing, is like if the producer is one of my favorites, and even if the MC is like okay,
yeah,
I'll like eat the whole album.
Sure.
But no, new hip hop, to go back, honestly, I hear it all, but I just don't.
Do you go, because I'm like, well, I don't want to be like the guy who's like,
totally out of touch.
Yeah. And so that's why I'll seek it out, and I'll be like, what's new, what's hot? And it's usually about like the beat. If it's something that, you know, I go, oh, this thing fucking slaps,
then you're in.
I'll get it. But
yeah.
Like if not.
Okay. What about like Lil Nas X? You know?
No, man.
No. No, man.
How many Lils? I mean, are we going to stop with the Lils?
But he talk about being good at reinventing himself, this kid. He comes out. He becomes.
He's got the like the shit, right?
No,
like,
Lil Nas is the kid.
Oh,
who,
Lil. Oh, you're
Lil Nas
right,
X
right, right.
is the blood I'm shoes. Thinking,
yes,
the,
yes, yes,
the,
yes.
The country song.
I like him. I like
on
him.
A horse.
I was thinking of another Lil. I was thinking of like Lil Zan. Uzi Vert or Lil Xan.
Lil
Xan.
He's the one that has the.
Yeah. That's who I was saying. Lil Nas X is dope. I think he's cool.
He's cool. I like that he comes out. He makes a non hip hop song. He makes a country song. It blows up. He's like, also I'm gay.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And then now he's into his devil play and satanic stuff.
And satanic shoes. Yeah,
he's leveling up to me.
I think
the more you keep shifting, I'm in.
And the fact that his Satan shoes prompted like senators
so funny.
Come out and be like,
this is the problem with America. Kids putting blood in their shoes.
It's hilarious.
That's what's going to ruin this country.
Yeah.
Buy guns. More guns.
How are you going to come up with that? Now that I think about it, though, how ridiculous is his name? Lil Nas X. Get the fuck out of here.
Stolen. Yeah, stolen.
What is that even? What is that? He's cool, but that name is crazy when you think
about
it.
But you're allowed to. But when we were kids, like, you had to have a cool MC name to be prominent in hip-hop. Like, your name meant so much. But now, it's, like, cool to piggyback. Like, Lil became Lil such a common. It's almost like they're piggybacking, biting, but also paying homage to the other Lils.
Like Lil' Kim. And
It's almost like tipping the hat, but it's weird because when we were young, if an MC had like a bad name, it was part of the reason you didn't like him.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, do you remember Boogeyman?
No.
It's like the trashiest. It's like, what a garbage. You're Boogeyman. A grown-up. Yeah, Boogeyman.
That's terrible.
He went after Masta Ace. They had a battle.
I wouldn't want any piece of that.
Yeah, it was so stupid. Yeah. But Boogeyman thought he was like, he was like, I'm going to rap over your beat. And it's going to be doper than anything you do. And then Masta Ace was like, Masta Ace did it so right that he put out a diss track on his EP.
Yeah.
Like, he put it out on the album. That's when you know you're hard as shit. When you didn't just put it out as a separate track, you're like, this is how much I hate you, I'm going to put it on my actual album that's going to go in stores.
Yeah, are you watching the Verses? You ever watch the Verses stuff?
No. What is that?
Verses is like, it was started by, what's his name? Swiss Beatz and I think Timbaland. So I think the first one was like, it was like for fun, right? But it was like, we're gonna play back and forth. Like, I made this track, and like, you know, then I finish it, and then you're like, I made this one. Like, going through their hits, right? And it was like Swiss Beat hits, Timbaland hits,
right?
And then it was such a thing, like, people so loved it that they started producing them regularly. So, like, a week ago or a couple
weeks
ago,
by the way,
they first started putting it on Instagram. Then it's on Triller.
Triller, yeah.
And then, like, they have, like, their own app for it and, like, Versus TV. But on Instagram, these things will get, like, a few hundred thousand live viewers at a time.
Yeah.
So they just did Ghost and Ray. And so, like, they sit just like this. And then, like, my track comes on, stands up to the camera. Back, they each have a DJ.
What?
Snoop did it with DMX.
What?
These are great, man.
How come I haven't seen
You gotta see them. They're really, and then they end up on YouTube, so you can watch them on YouTube later.
All right, I need to check it out on Versus. Who's the guy that made it?
I think the concept was Swiss Beatz and Timbaland.
Right.
So they're like they own the name.
Timbaland's the kind of guy where, when I look back on how many hits he made, it's almost embarrassing that he's not a more well spoken name in the game. I don't think a lot of young kids really know. They know him, but I don't think they know how many hits he made.
It's insane.
Like, the stuff he handed out to people was crazy.
And even if, like, I mean, she is, you know, royalty, but like you said, like, a kid, I don't think understanding the impact of, like, those Missy Elliott albums.
Oh, come on.
Because they're so filthy.
Yeah.
So ridiculous.
The best.
Yeah.
No, I think kids know it, but they don't. It's just not the same. In the same way, I could be like, Busta Rhymes was unreal when I was young, and people now would be like, oh, I know that guy, the buff dude.
Yeah.
And you're like, the dude that's the size of a Mack truck.
Uh-huh.
Ah! Last night on, I don't know which one of the shows, The Voice or American Idol or one of the 19 voice shows, Brandy came on.
Mm-hmm.
And my old lady was like, she looks exactly the same.
Isn't that insane?
And I walked in the room and I was like, what the fuck?
Fuck them.
Black
people. You
know
what I'm
talking
about.
So you're saying black people.
Well,
for
a reason.
Right. What is the reason?
That they look that good after all these years. Like, did you see Pharrell?
I think there's subcontext, by the way, but go ahead.
Pharrell's like 47.
Yeah.
And he looks 22.
Yeah, I saw a video of Tiffany Haddish at her birthday, or celebrating her Grammy, and Common, because I guess they're dating, like, kissed her on the cheek on this video.
Common's dating who?
Tiffany Haddish.
Wow.
I think.
Okay, I didn't know.
I think I've seen them a lot.
He also looks fucking the same.
Another thing that drives me bananas. Common, when I was a kid, is the same.
We're gonna age like diarrhea.
Look at me now. I'm 37. Most people think I'm 45.
Most people think I've been in my 50s. I'm
41. You started in your 50s?
I mean, people are like, I'll say it, and they're like, I thought when complete, like, your first special came out, you were in your 50s.
But let's say this. With money and time, you've gotten better looking, and you've gone the other way.
That is, thank you.
That always happens, though.
That's true.
I'm a little bit better looking than I was.
I
when I first started, I was hideous.
I take care of myself more.
You do.
I
thought about you this morning, too, because I was putting on very fancy moisturizer when I got out of the shower, and I was like, this is so lame, and I'd be making fun of me, but also, I would look uglier if I didn't do it.
All those things that we mock as like, they all benefit you.
They work. Of course. They really do. Yeah. Speaking of which, by the way, I want to talk about this because I remembered it last night and I laughed about it with my lady. Common, when I used to live in West Hollywood, Common used to live in above like Sunset Plaza because I'd see him there all the time because I used to go get breakfast over at that little spot right there. And one night I was walking to go to Everly, a bar on Sunset. I left the store and I was walking, just taking a long like walk on Sunset. And there, what's the name of that Chinese place that's right there? That's like, it's like Mao Mao, or it's like a
Mr. Chin.
No, no, it's like a repeated name. It's like Chow Chow or some shit like that.
Chin Chins.
And I walk past, and Common is there eating Chinese food by himself, outside, just outside, by himself, not on his phone, literally just eating, staring off into space. And part of me wanted to stop and be like, yo, I'm a huge fan. I'm from Chicago. I love you. But then I kept staring at him as I walked closer, and I thought, God, he must be eating Chinese food alone is the saddest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Because Chinese food is a shared meal.
True.
You've never gotten Chinese food by yourself. You can get a piece of pizza by yourself.
Yeah.
You
sushi can't, for some reason translates by itself.
Sushi can, because you can sit at the bar alone.
Yeah.
You can just be like, I'm on the go, I've
but
got
Chinese
work.
Chinese is like
Chinese is a whole thing.
Yeah.
Because they give you too much. You can't share the rice. You're alone. It felt really fucked up. Who are you gonna crack the cookie with?
Oh, God.
So I felt bad, and he was sitting there, and then it almost made me feel like,
did you go lonely?
Like, I didn't even acknowledge it, because I was like, maybe he's going through a tough time. Eating Chinese food alone just felt really depressing.
I nerded out on him once.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah. So the Improv on Melrose was, I don't know if it's still, next stories was Fred Siegel.
Yeah, they're still there, I think.
The store, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Fred Siegel, for people who don't know, is just like overpriced regular stuff.
Yeah, it's yeah, just yeah.
Like, these jeans are $400.
It's like if Nordstrom cost twice as much as it did, or whatever. Yeah, it's.
But
like,
so the park. So what we do for when you play the when you work at the Improv, you park in the Fred Siegel lot.
Yeah.
And so I had an earlier show, and this was like a while ago, and I just walk into Fred, just like killing time.
Yeah, you know? I've done that a thousand times.
I'm not gonna buy anything
in the little shoe place.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, how much are these? They're like 15,000. I'm like, cool. Do you have a 14? No.
Chill.
Ah, oh well.
I'll go. All right. But I just see him, and he's with a salesperson who clearly does not know who he is. Because when I see him, I'm like, because it was like one of those things where I was
Common?
That close. Yeah, I was like, Common. And he was like, he was really cool. And she was doing this thing like, how do you know this? You know, like looking at me like, you know this guy?
Right.
And then Love of My Life had just come out. So I started just nerding out about it to him.
Yeah.
And he was really nice. He was like, I saw Love, and gave me like a hug. And I was like, that's the interaction you want.
Did he know who you were?
No. This was like when that song came out. That must
I was
going to
say, that's
got to
be 10 years ago.
Maybe 10 years ago. Yeah. So, yeah, I just, you know. It was like one of those things where I was like, that's
and he was sweet about it.
Really sweet.
Yeah.
Really
sweet. I always like to hear that. It's also sexier to hear when somebody treats you like shit.
Fuck you, man.
Love. Yeah. That I love. Get the fuck away from me, bro. And you're like, I love that. That I like as well. I almost like that sometimes more because it's fun when they fuck you off. Have you been fucked off by someone that you like admire?
I don't, you know, it doesn't like come to mind. Also, like it's pretty rare for me to approach.
Yeah, no, I'm the same. I usually would approach someone that's less famous than the public would think.
Yeah.
Like I would nerd out on, I've talked to him, I think Matt Berry, do you know who that is? He's a British comedian actor. Mm-mm. He's, to me, like I have such a boy crush on him.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with him.
Matt Berry,
he does a show now called What We Do in the Shadows on FX.
Oh, I've heard, oh, you know.
One of the best shows.
My wife has watched every episode.
I'm sure she has.
Because, yeah.
I'm sure she's diddling.
I walked in on a couple times her masturbating to it, and a couple times I was like, what is this? Because she was explaining the show, and the emotional vampire.
Oh, yeah.
I was like that, and I watched a couple of scenes. I was like, that is a brilliant concept.
It's such a funny, I mean, I've talked about it ad nauseum. People are probably like, shut up, but. It's so funny to be present day vampires in Staten Island, New York is just a funny pitch.
Yeah.
I'd buy that immediately.
And this is, isn't it? It's
Taika Waititi's. So it was a movie,
but
and then
also,
they made it a show.
The guys from
Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
Right. So they did it together. They did the film and then they did this. And neither of them are in this. I mean, they do cameo.
Yeah.
But man, Matt Berry is so.
What, he
goddamn
plays
funny.
One of the vampires?
Yes. He's one of the most elegant vampires. Okay. Yeah. It's just so like. It's ridiculous. But anyway, like him, I'd freak out on. If I saw him, I'd be like, dude, I love you.
In here, we pour whiskey.
Hey, you guys and gals and whatever. I know it's been a little bit of a rough time because of the runes. The runes did us in the wrong way. Not feeling good upstairs. I've been a big proponent on this show of mental health and mental health awareness. Because I myself have to deal with it and nobody wants to talk about it. It's really weird. It's like your creepy uncle. You're like, we don't talk about Mark. He's a little weird. But I like to talk about mental health awareness because I believe in it. I think it's important that you get help. And if there's something interfering with your happiness, you really need to do yourself a favor and get a little bit of help. BetterHelp is there for you. It's not a crisis line, not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely on the interweb. The best part about this to me that I enjoy is that you can do it from the comfort of your own home, the privacy of your own home. And if it's something you're not comfortable sharing with other people, you don't need to, man. You can do it from the comfort of your own house. All you need is a connection to the interwebs. And you can start communicating with a counselor in under 48 hours. They pair you with someone that they think is going to be great. You don't have to use them, of course. You can change at any time. They're committed to facilitating really great matches for you. And I really am big on this. So it's cheaper than traditional counseling, which I really like, because it's expensive to go to some doctor's office and wait in there and read Highlights magazine and feel uncomfortable because of the dim lighting. It's just, it's all so strange. And it's nice to be at home and get affordable counseling the way that you need it and the way that you like it, at your own time, on your own dime. So this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. We appreciate them for that. And Whiskey Ginger listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/whiskey. Do yourself a favor, get a little bit of help. Go to betterhelp.com/whiskey, get 10% off your first month. Hey, you there, got bush? You got a little bit of bush? Is the jungle a-growing? Do you not clean up the front yard? What's going on over there? You should be using Manscaped. I've talked about them before. I love Manscaped. I've got so many Manscaped products at my house. It's a little ridiculous because it looks like I'm sponsored by them, which I am. And that's what I use to trim up. I don't have carpet down there. I have hardwood floors, thanks to Manscaped. I really do love them. They have great stuff. The no-nick technology, woo! Love it. That skin-safe tech is great, man. I haven't nicked one of my nuts in months. Months and months and months and months and months since Manscaped has come aboard. These people have made great products that I really do like. Because you don't want to shave your face with the same thing you trim up your nuts. You want something else, man. This is the best trimmer in the game. That Essential Lawnmower 3.0, that's what I love and I use. I have three of them all over the crib in different bathrooms depending on where I want to trim up at. It is really good. It comes with that lawnmower. It's waterproof, it's cordless, and it's got a little light on there, so you really get into the nooks and crevices and crannies there of your sack of doodle. Trim the hedges, and also the tree stands up taller. You know what I'm talking about. Make the forest look nice. The perfect package or the performance package purchase, you're going to get two free gifts. The shed travel bag, $40 value, $39 to be precise, the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped boxers, which are really nice, man. I really do love their stuff. I highly recommend it. If you're looking to... Don't go to the store and buy one of those cheap throwaway ones. It's not worth it. You're going to nick and you're going to bleed out. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code WHISKEY20 at manscaped.com. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for your bush and your trimming experience. You can get 20% off and free shipping with code WHISKEY20 at manscaped.com. 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code WHISKEY20. It's 2021. And if you still got bush, you need to change that with Manscaped.
Ginger. I like gingers.
But I've done that with, I think it's always like people in music that I've done that to.
Yeah.
You know, most like, yeah. I'm trying to think, like there's actors who I would be like, oh my God. But I don't know if I mean.
Because whenever I try with someone who's really famous, there is no conversation there. It's really weird. It's almost like Jim Carrey, who's always was nice to me when he was my boss on the Showtime show. But one time, like, you understand the fame level at some point.
It's crazy.
It's absurd, right? Because we're sitting at Sunset Tower Hotel and I'm having a drink and I probably had fucking three too many. And I was like, where do you live now, Jim? Why?
Yeah.
Why would I ask him where he lives?
Well, I mean, what are you going to say, though?
I know. But like, also, what a dumb... I could have said anything. I could have been like...
But see, like, I feel like that's a normal thing to ask. Because you would... No, but it's only like weird.
Because you know what his answer was?
What was his answer?
I really... I mean, I'm all over the place, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I don't want to tell you where I live.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm all over the place.
It is weird when this... Like, I don't know if you've had this where, like, I'll be out in a city I'm performing in.
Yeah.
and let's say I go to lunch and someone recognizes, hey man,
yeah,
come to the show.
I'm coming to the show tonight. And you're like, oh great. And they're like, where are you staying? And I'm like, at a hotel. And they're like, which one? And I'm like, what? Don't you think it's weird to ask that?
They got their phone out. They're like, tell me which one.
Which one?
What side of town are you on?
Yeah.
Are you staying on the east side again?
Because I'll book a room there now.
I'm booking it right now. It's strange. I have Marriott points. That will like do when I was
I always
out,
go like, oh, where's the one? And then they're like, what hotel are you at, man? And
right I'm here.
Like, I forget.
I think
dude.
It's upstairs.
It's here.
Whenever I was with Rogan on the road, those people, holy shit.
Yeah.
I don't envy that. They would always see us at the hotel. They would be there before we'd arrive. We'd get in the car from the airport. We'd get there. They're waiting.
You know what? I've had, so this past weekend, there were people at the hotel.
Where were you?
In Omaha.
Okay.
With things to autograph.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah, that's what they used to do with Joe all the time.
I was like, that's so strange. The only thing I find stranger is arriving at an airport and they're at the airport.
Scary.
And I'm like, what are you doing here? And they're like, oh, will you sign this? I'm like, yeah, but how did you know?
How'd you get in?
And they're like, well, we just kind of figured.
They're at the gate. They bought a ticket just to get to the gate.
I'm like, what, dude? You hang out at the airport?
But apparently Joe told me, I was ignorant, and Joe said that they make a lot of money on those things. Yeah, so I guess they sell them online.
They do.
Because but I was like, who's buying them, though?
I don't know.
This is kind of how I feel
about. I don't have the strong no.
What do you do? You just say yes?
Man, for autographs, I always feel like.
You don't go, I got to go?
I do. Sometimes I'll go, I can only sign. You know what happened this weekend, though?
Hmm.
So these guys are at the hotel, and they're like, hey, will you sign these? And I go, okay, I can only sign. And I sign a couple things.
Sure.
And the other guy, okay, I got to run. I run. The next day, the guy's like, hey, man, those signatures smudged. Could you sign these ones?
Oh, my God.
They came back.
And you did, though. You did, because you're nice.
Yeah.
I know. Dude. Yeah, you're nice. Yeah. I would be hard to say. No one asked for my autograph, but if they did, I'd be hard to say no.
How do you say, I'm not signing that?
Unless you're unless you're like, we're going out to dinner, man, and we're like leaving. Yeah. I got to go. I guess I would say yes. Joe always said hi to people and did all the things he needed to do. But like when they're at the hotel, it was like, come on, man, you're at my hotel. Like I can't sign that stuff. Because then it's like promoting, hey, come to the hotel. Sign shit.
Yeah, it's got to be crazy for him.
But we were in Denver and at the same time, so was like Dave Matthews. And, and then like two other big acts were in town. And the amount of people that wait at musicians' buses and stuff, it's exhausting. It must be exhausting.
Hundreds of people.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, it was a line down the block just to wait outside of their bus.
That's crazy.
But you're like, but I never understood what do they get out of it? Like you seeing them, walking.
I don't know.
He's walking.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is because they're not going to sign because they have to get on the bus, so they just want to see them. Because when I was a kid, and my dad would take me to a Bulls game, I remember running to the tunnel to hang out near the tunnel,
just to
reach your hand out. And sometimes, you know, you'd get one cool dude. It was always a white Bill Weddington. It was always an old white guy.
Yeah.
Who was like, okay, kid. Yeah. Yeah. None of the good players. No. Bill's like, what? Eating cereal, watching this. But it was never like, you know, but Jordan and those guys, they would never. But also, I remember that feeling, but it was also because I was a kid.
Yeah.
But you lose that at some point.
You do. I do remember seeing this thing back in the 90s where they said, because it was a photo book that I had bought of just Jordan.
Yeah.
Like a huge high gloss one.
Yeah. Rare Air.
I don't remember
because that was his book. I bought. I
it wasn't his.
Couple
it was,
copies of those.
It was done by I think Walter Ios Jr., the Sports Illustrated photographer.
I think that was Rare.
Was it Rare?
Look, I got to look it up. But go keep talking.
So there's part of it where they show him. They said, you know, by 97, 98.
Yeah.
When he was a global phenomenon.
Yeah.
The most iconic person. That when the team bus would pull up to a hotel, you know, there would be they'd have to separate people, 1,000 people.
Yeah.
And they said he was always dressed in a suit and fully dressed to go out.
Yeah.
And it was to walk, you know, 12 feet.
Right.
And sometimes because other players would be dressed down, more casual stuff.
Of course.
And they said that it was Jordan saying, by then he, you know, obviously he's aware of his level of fame.
Yeah.
He knows that the people that are standing there, that will forever be their memory of him.
Oh, wow.
So he wants it to be
memorable.
Epic.
Yeah.
So he walked out, suit, holding the coat over his arms, sunglasses. And you're like, look at this guy. But he was aware that person for the rest of their life will be like, man, he walked out, looked like,
that's cool,
you know, $1 million.
No, that's cool. I don't even know. I don't remember. This just struck this weird old chord in my brain of, I don't remember who said it, but somebody famous, I think, said it on Carson. An older comic maybe had said, always sign your name in full. Like, always sign all the letters. And it was, God, I wish I knew who the story was. And because he got in an argument with another friend who was also famous. Watch, it's like Sinatra, and I don't even remember. But like, they were like, why do you sign? Because I scribble whenever I sign anything, yeah, whether it's a fucking check from the bank. Yeah. Or and he said, no, you should sign your entire name so they can read it. It's legible. Because if they took the time and had the bravery and the balls to come up to you to ask you for an autograph, you should take the time and have the respect to sign it so they can read it when they go home.
Damn.
And I was like, damn, that's some old school shit.
That is, and I'm not going to do
it. I'm not
going
to change.
I respect it. Yeah.
No, I'm still going to do this fucking limp. I don't know, even know how to sign. Yesterday, I had to do a wire thing for the house. I had to go to the bank and do this wire. And like, she's watching me, and
let's
she goes,
see your autograph.
You want to see it?
Yeah.
What do I want? Where do you want me to write it on? Here, I'll get something. Hold on. She's watching me. This woman is watching me do it. And she's like, you have to, she says, you know, it has to match the signature that the bank has on file.
Oh,
in order
those
for
are
the wire
worst.
To be appropriate.
Yes.
Has to match the signature in order for the wire to be appropriate. So in my mind, I'm like, well, I don't remember what signature I gave to the bank.
Yeah.
What is it? So, and then I literally did it, and she goes, sorry, that's not it. And I did it again. She goes, I'm sorry. The other manager had to come over and go, sir, I believe it's your full name that you initially signed when you signed up with this bank fucking whatever ago. But this is my signature now. Oh, look, I'm not going to be able to do it because I'm nervous. Hold on. That's my signature now.
No.
That is what it looks like. Yeah.
Yeah, so I have no idea what that
is. It's
just
an A and an S. Yeah. Okay. But it's not an S. It's a whoopty swoop.
Let me see it again.
Wow. Dude.
Hey.
Wait.
I got to tell you. You're not really giving a lot.
No, I. But also, when I sign stuff, when people, when I used to sell like posters after shows, yeah, I would do these art, these Red Rocket art posters. I would sign that. I would sign it this. I go like that. That.
Okay, that's
closer.
David Spade.
That's David Spade.
That's great.
David Spade. You sign. I want to see what yours looks
mine,
like.
Now. Mine looks more like.
By the way, this was just a ploy to get this so I could sell this
you can
after
sell
the
this,
show.
Yeah. This. Yours.
The top one is ridiculous, but that's how I sign checks. If I'm going to sign a check, I have
to. So I have two signatures.
Okay, give me both.
All right. So they're very similar, but yeah, one is for like official things in which I sign Thomas. And then
do you really sign Thomas?
For like banks and stuff like that.
Wow.
But or like, you know, anything that's like a, like
that's
a
legit
document. Yeah, like
right,
a legal thing.
Right, right, right.
So,
and you've been in a lot of legal trouble lately. Are you ever going to pay back any of those fines? You'll end up like Wesley Snipes
and
go to jail.
Thomas.
Oh, show that to the kids.
Segura. Right.
That's actually kind of cool looking.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
No, it's not bad.
And then this is the Tom Segura.
Let's see.
Underneath.
See, I like that one a lot more.
Yeah,
that
it's
one
a,
looks
it's a little
lot cooler.
More.
It just looks cooler.
It's cooler.
It's a lot cooler. Thank
oh, don't
you for
don't.
This is going on the internet. By the way, you guys, click on the link below at buytomsignature.com. I'll be selling this. Starting bids are at 10 G's, baby. $10,000. This is a rarity.
Wow.
Yeah, and all the proceeds are going to go
to what if you did get like Jim Carrey level famous and this whole and your whole ride up you never autographed anything? And then you're like,
and the one
I'm
you did
do a
sign.
Couple.
That's
I'm
really kidding. That I'm honestly Jordan, I have an autograph of Jordan on his jersey on the two that's framed at my mom and dad's house.
Whoa.
Yeah, and which is very funny to me because like my dad is, I was always like, I'm going to start taking this stuff back out to LA. When I was a kid, I used to collect autographs.
Yeah.
Of athletes, specifically only athletes.
Sure.
And I was like, I'm going to take some of this stuff, like Ryan Sandberg, Walter Payton.
Yeah.
Jordan.
That's what you need them to die. That's all
yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
Good.
My mom goes, you know, he's like not letting you take them on purpose. My dad was like, what's wrong? Why they're cool in this room? And I was like, but they're mine. I want to take them to my house in LA. Yeah. He's like, I think you should let them stay here. I got that one reframed anyway.
So
he's
so he wants
he wants it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I had a Ryan Sandberg
that's
autograph
cool.
And he put it in the basement.
I like that.
Yeah. And I was like, you stole that from
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
He's like, I framed it. So
I framed it. Therefore it's mine.
It's mine. Well, it's in his house. But I had so many autographs that are now all over my mom's house. But Jordan, when he signed it, I have a certificate of authenticity, which is like, you know, everyone knows to validate yeah. it. But he would only validate so many signatures per whatever thing he was doing. If it was a charity thing or whatever, he wouldn't sign after so many authenticity signatures or stamps are dead. Because then he was like, well, that's it for now until I do my next batch.
Wow.
Because at one point he didn't want too many signatures out there. So that's why I think there's any value to Jordan signatures. Because there's guys that have probably signed everything.
Everything.
Yeah, but he was like really weird. He was like a stickler about it for some reason. So I don't even know what that jersey's worth. Somebody tell me. By the way, you can buy this signature of Tom Segura and the jersey at buytomandjordansignatures.com. Again, this is starting at 10 grand, yeah. And the jersey's starting at 6 because we know Tom is more popular now than Michael Jordan.
I mean, now, we're not talking about 99.
Well, right now you are.
Yeah.
Easy. You are. Easy. Do you have any aspirations to like if when you make enough money, because you've made a lot of money, and I'm going to show, if you can see right here, this is Tom's bank account right here. We're going to show, that's his number and what he has.
Uh-huh.
Would you ever buy a sports team?
If I had that kind of money?
Yeah.
Yes. If I had that kind of money,
you
I would.
Do. You do, and you might not know it. We have, okay, I have a friend, and I'm not going to mention his name because it's not my business to say, but he purchased a sports team of the smaller faction. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a ton of different
that's
levels.
That's true.
And I was blown away because I didn't call him out. I didn't think of him to be that guy to buy it, to like want to buy a team. But he was like,
you
no,
love,
it's.
I mean, wouldn't you? Like, you love sports, right?
I would.
Yeah.
At first, I thought that was crazy. Like, the idea is crazy. Like, you just said, you're like, what if I had that kind of money?
I remember when I, last time I went to a Dolphins game.
Yeah.
They had just done like a round of, I don't know, fundraising or sure. financing, and in which they sold pieces of it to like select, like J-Lo. And,
sure.
And, you know, they're buying like $15 and $20 million pieces in, I think.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, that would be the like, if that money is like, yeah, I can, here's
yeah,
$20
that's
million.
What I mean.
And then they're like, you are a part owner of an NFL. Like, that would
who
be.
Would you buy, who would you get invested in?
I mean, in the NFL, it's like, you know, I'm a Cincinnati hometown, and they have the yeah. worst owner in all of the NFL.
Period, yeah.
It's so bad.
It's embarrassing.
It would be awesome, because hopefully he won't live that much longer,
right?
And I would love to be a part, but you know, it that's we're talking. I mean, now the values of these
well,
teams,
it's absurd.
Like, you read about when what's his name Cuban bought the Mavs for $255 million,
mm-hmm.
which is an extraordinary amount of money,
yeah. But now it's worth
like $2 or $3 billion, you know.
That's what's so cool about being that rich is that you're like. Your money is making so much more money than you could ever make.
Yeah.
He couldn't make that much money
no,
anymore.
No.
Just by owning a thing makes the money.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the fucked up thing. It's like if you make $100 or $200 million
yeah.
and then you just let the money work.
You're good.
Yeah.
You don't need to do it anymore.
You don't have to keep earning.
I think if I was going to buy a team, I would want to buy like my instinct is like buy a Chicago team, buy into a Chicago sports team.
Yeah.
But then I think I would be so invested in them emotionally because
yeah.
I'm also financially that it would ruin the team for me.
Probably.
Do you know what I mean? I would become like, it would only be about the stakes.
How dope would it be to bring the Seattle basketball team back?
That would be, see, that to me would be something
shit.
Cooler. If they were like, we're funding from, if I was worth, you know, $500 million and they
yeah.
were like, we're funding, we need $20 million.
Yes.
And to bring back the Sonics. So cool.
Yeah, like I love Seattle.
Yeah, same.
The NBA would be
Sean Kemp,
the
Gary
the dopest.
Payton. But they would have to play that season.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was like, I'm 48, man.
Sean Kemp's like, I'm taking care of one of my 19 kids.
Yeah.
But I could still dunk. The Raid Man still. Give me a bump and I'll dunk.
I just watched. It was because, you know, when if you watch something on YouTube, it suggests other things.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the slam dunk contest from him. I think it was 90.
It feels like 92.
92?
Yeah, something like
Rex
that.
Rex Chapman, him, a
yeah.
couple other people. Oh, Kenny Smith was
yeah,
in it?
Yeah.
I forgot that he was in it.
Yeah.
And watching, I mean, though, the best is that, so you know how all the players sit around and watch.
Love. And that was my favorite is when they'd come and they'd dress up.
Yeah,
and
they dress up.
They'd have handheld cameras.
Yeah, and they always fall on each other. Like, just like
yeah.
in black comedy clubs.
Why can't we do that?
I don't fucking know, man.
Whites can't get that excited about anything fun or funny.
But the best part was that, so Magic Johnson is courtside, and he's like talking to the actual announcers, you know?
The HIV guy?
The HIV guy is like, hey, I got HIV, and I'm here. And they go, they're like, what's going on? He's like, all the players want Sean Kemp. Like all the guys are like, we're on Kemp. So whenever Kemp would dunk, they would all just go
insane.
Yeah. And it was the best.
Yeah.
Like watching the emotion of it was
it's
the best.
It's not like that now. Now because you can only enter when you're a rookie, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not cool anymore.
Yeah.
Right? And even still, everyone wants to look so cool
yeah.
that sometimes the dunks are fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, look, some guys, like Zach LaVine was unreal. What he like, man. Some of them are dope, but sometimes the competition lacks because I think they're worried about looking cool to
looking
the vets.
Cool, and also they're also like, how many different ways can we dunk this? After a while,
I know,
right?
It's
after
true.
Like 30 years, you're
but,
like.
But think about it, though. You look back at what? Look at, like, when the NBA was falling apart in the 80s when Jordan came aboard and literally revamped the shittiest league on earth.
Yeah.
The dunks back then were trash.
Trash, that's true.
So, like, you think what we've come in 40 years, that, you know what I mean?
In here, we pour whiskey.
Whiskey Ginger fans, have you experienced existential dread, you know, the fear? Or spend an afternoon thinking about cringeworthy thing is, you know, that happened to you 5 years ago. I know we've all had these moments. We've got our own battles. You shouldn't go at it alone, okay? Life is not a Rambo movie. You need your squad. You need something to help you out. Luckily, you don't have to curl up in a ball and cry when you get them scaries or the freakouts. Anxiety can be matched with a lot of other things, but I got to tell you, CBD products can very much help calm the body and the mind down. I really do love it. 2021 woes are still making us feel weird, and I'm telling you, this stuff is great. It's perfect for super moms and students, creatives, party animals, whatever you are, man. This is going to help you get over that weird, anxious hump that you've got. It's time to dominate the new year, scare free, you know. CBD products I am a big proponent of, and their sister product. I'm talking about THC, dude. This doesn't have any THC in it. It's just CBD, and it's time to get back to the you that is feeling good and clean and healthy and mentally, you know, a little bit fresher and more balanced. Get 25% off at sundayscaries.com and use that promo code WHISKEY. 25% off at sundayscaries.com with the promo code WHISKEY. 25% off at sundayscaries.com, promo code WHISKEY. Thank you, Sunday Scaries, for making Sundays chill again. Chill out. Real talk, Whiskey Ginger fans. That body wash you're using at the house is shit. It's not worth it. It's disgusting. It's filled with all sorts of harsh chemicals and synthetic detergents. It's bad for your skin. It's brutal on your skin and body. If you're ready to step your game up, you got to get that Dr. Squatch, baby. Dr. Squatch sent me three of their delicious, beautiful flavors to try out, to rub all over my body in the shower. And I got to tell you, wonderful. The grapefruit IPA was by far my favorite. It smells so good, especially on ginger skin. Look, and if it can make ginger skin smell good, it's definitely going to make your skin smell good. These soaps are made here in the US of A using the finest ingredients that nature has to offer. All natural cleansers, nourishing ingredients that are actually good for your skin. Stop using that nasty, cheap stuff from the dollar store. I had it, and I really did like it. The grapefruit made me smell nice and fruity, because that's what I am, nice and fruity. You want to make it easy on yourself? You can subscribe to Dr. Squatch, just like the hundreds of thousands of other guys out there doing that thing right now. Every month, fresh bars of Squatch soap show up at your door. Super easy. They got a full lineup of personal care goods like deodorant and hair care and toothpaste, too. It's wonderful. Right now, new customers can get 20% off of a $20 order or more when they go to drsquatch.com. Enter the code DSCWhiskey. That's drsquatch.com, promo code DSCWhiskey for 20% off on orders of $20 or more. Get clean, baby.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Fucking Kemp even walks cool. He's super pigeon-toed.
Yeah.
But he has like a swag
he does.
To it.
He has like a pigeon-toed yeah. swagger.
And he moves with the ball so unnaturally for a guy who's 6'10". Like, meaning they're usually clunky. And
yeah.
he moves like a little point guard.
Right.
But he's 6'10".
I know.
240. And is doing ridiculous shit, man.
The way he would float was so crazy.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of that, I know we're doing a lot of sports talk, but I don't really care because I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Do you think they should change the NBA logo? Do you think they should have made it Kobe?
I mean, I get the case for it.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, like, I don't have strong feelings about it. If they were to today be like, we changed it to Kobe, okay.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, it is, I feel like the Jerry West logo is iconic. Like, it's world, you know, it's recognized.
Everyone knows it. Yeah.
But it's not, I mean, first of all, if they switch it to Kobe, that would be such huge international news.
Yeah.
It would be, you know.
What would the symbol be of Kobe? Go ahead. I'm setting you up for a good joke here.
Just like, chilling like this. You know?
Or a helicopter.
What do you think, Amari?
That's terrible. No.
No,
it should be. By the way, to me, it should have been Jordan. The Jumpman should have been the NBA for sure. They should have switched that out so long ago.
Of course.
But they never would.
No, and now it's like he would be like, I'm suing you for adopting my logo.
Yeah, 100. Well, dude, he's so money hungry. I mean, yeah. So he opened up a new golf course, and you know I'm a big golf freak, and like he opened it up, so he wanted the convenience level through the roof, so everything is like tip top. If you order a drink, first of all, most country clubs don't have drink carts. You have a shack or a station.
Yeah.
At the turn or whatever, or there's a bar, but they don't allow drink girls on country clubs or nice courses. But he was like, I don't really love the idea of shacks either out there, like a drink shack. So you order and they drone you drinks. Have you seen this online?
No.
Dude, it's fucking unreal.
At his course?
Yes. Where's
the course?
In Florida. You dial up, you know, the clubhouse, and you can order on an app and all that shit. And literally, there's video online. They drone you your drinks out to the tee box that you're at, and then it drones back, fucks off right back.
No way.
Yeah, dude. But like very Jordan, because I know guys that have played with him or played with, you know, gambled with those guys, and Jordan is so sneaky about the way he gambles because he's an addict, and he'll gamble everyone he plays with for different amounts because he knows no one can handle it anymore. Because for years, apparently, he used to be like $10,000 a hole, and some guys playing would be like, I can't
do $10,000.
They're like, I work. I have 100 I'm bucks, fucking middle man. Management. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but now he'll be like, okay, Tom, you know, I know what you do for a living. He's like, I'll bet you like 100 a hole. And then another guy will be like, I'll bet you $10,000. And then he has different side bets going with everybody. And apparently, he's very quick to charge you. Like the moment you're done.
You owe me.
He's like, go to your car and get your checkbook, and then we'll sit down and have a drink. You're like, aren't you worth $90 billion?
Yeah. I mean, even in that thing, that Last Dance, there was that moment where one of the lesser known players, he was like, he came over to play cards and he won.
I remember that. He took
my money. And then he, like, the player was like, hey man, like, why do you want to get mine? Because, you know, like, you're rich as fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm not. And it was, I'm paraphrasing, but it was something like, yeah, but now you know I got your money in my pocket.
Ugh.
I was like, damn.
Yeah. Because he, for him, at some point, and I've met a few guys like this, and you probably know these people too. When you have too much, when you have more than enough money, more money than you'd ever need, money has literally no meaning to them, other than holding it against somebody, or like what could I use it for to get better than you? That's all it really is. It's not like,
well, for him, it's like the whole thing of like, you know, I just beat you at something.
Yeah, I got your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you, and the like money that, he could burn.
Yeah. I don't care.
By the way, how gangster. He's like, thank you. And
thank you, man. He's one just of lit cigars, it on fire. Like,
by the way, I'm not this whole cigar thing that's running around town. Everyone now. Who did I just see? Like, Burr showed up to a thing for cigars for Josh Adam Myers and for
cigars, man.
Dean, are you into this shit?
I mean, I have.
Everyone's
some cigars,
getting into it now.
But I don't smoke that often.
Well, see, I still drink. Those guys all don't drink. Like, Burr doesn't drink anymore.
At all?
Burr doesn't drink. No. He stopped drinking. Josh is sober. You know, like a lot of these guys that I see now, so many guys are not drinking, so they supplement by having a cigar.
Stogie, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it, but I'm also like, personally, for me, it's like once in a while. I like it at night. Like, I have friends that smoke cigars in the morning. I'm like, nah.
What? That's,
yeah.
What are they, retired?
That's cigars and coffee. They're like, it's the best.
But I did used to smoke cigarettes
and like
coffee.
I do like it with like whiskey or bourbon.
Really?
I like having a cigar. But yeah. I mean, I'm doing it, like I said, I mean, I don't do it even once a month.
Right. It's very rare.
Yeah, it's rare.
But Christina smokes every day.
She smokes a pack and a half a day.
Really?
Yeah.
A pack and a half of cigars a day?
Yeah.
I didn't know they sell them in packs. That's
wild.
Well,
it's like, I guess it's
a box.
A box.
A box and a half a day.
A box and a half a day.
Are you, this is a really harsh question to ask, but do you love her anymore?
I used to.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it feels like there's love there, but I don't know where.
Yeah. No. I mean, I have love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You have it.
But it's like, there's also a lot of guys that are nice.
Do you think you'd ever make the switch?
I have.
Right.
Already.
You have?
Yeah.
Who would be the first guy you would date in comedy? If you wake up, you're like, I think I'm gay now. Who's the first guy you date? Jeselnik.
Oh my God. Or I would go with like a, I would go, he's too good looking.
Yeah, you know? He's handsome.
I would go with like a little, like who's a little more
homely?
Yeah.
Well, you, Bert is an obvious choice, but
I mean, I don't want disgusting.
You know, who's a who's kind of homely,
Bobby,
but
like gross,
repulsive, absolutely, just what a, and a bad partner.
Isn't that crazy that somebody lays down with him?
With both of those guys?
Yeah,
it's honestly it's shocking. And also, by the way, Bobby's girlfriend is gorgeous.
Yeah, doesn't
so
make
like
any sense.
If she was ugly,
she's got mental problems, obviously.
Oh yeah. And I because to be with him would take.
Same with Leanne.
Well, but Leanne, yeah, but with Leanne, at least like.
No, she's got head injuries.
She. Oh, really?
Yeah. She got dropped on the head as a kid. She got hit in the head with like a baseball.
Is that
bat.
Why she has an accent?
Yeah.
Right, because she's from
She's from Long Island.
Long Island, right? Yeah, she's from New York.
She's like, hey, man. Yeah.
Every time anybody does that, I just think of Theo. Now when I. Yeah. I met my buddy saw Theo for the first time. He came to the show that we were at, and he was like, "He's like, is the accent is that real or is that fake?" I was like, "That's a very funny question."
Yeah,
I was like, "No, he's from the South."
Yeah,
it's just like it's accentuated in his act.
All the Boston guys are like that.
Oh yeah,
if you're from Boston, you speak one way and then you perform dialed up.
Right, the moment they get on stage, it becomes very Bostonian.
Yes,
but I don't because we're from the Midwest. We don't sound like anything.
No, until you meet somebody who goes, "Oh no, you have an accent." You're like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, no.
You know what the funniest is? There's a I can't even do it, which is upsetting. But there's a very distinct Miami accent, an English speaking Miami accent.
I was just gonna say Spanish always.
Oh yeah, so if you speak like a guy from Miami, they have a really telling. Like Dave Williamson has it.
I don't know who that is.
The comedian?
Uh-uh.
No. So he tours a lot. He tours a lot with Bert, but it's like it's really notable. And when you're in Miami and you speak the way we do, they go, "No, you have an." You're like, "You don't know what the fuck you're talking about." Okay.
Well, I don't like when someone says like, "You sound like you're from California." I was like, "That's not."
What's
that's not
accent?
Even a real thing.
What's the accent?
The only thing that's very California is when people are this way. Like when
people
are
like
Valley.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's very obvious.
Yeah.
But how come Christina's from here? She never got that shit.
Yeah, I think because she was like a goth girl and not like hated the Valley girls.
I wish I could have seen her in high school be goth girl shit.
Oh my God. The photos are amazing.
Did she? But I mean like I want to see,
hair,
blue see her
hair,
in person.
Black
yeah,
hair,
yeah, yeah.
Trench coat shit. Yeah.
Like all the rings and all that
bro,
shit.
Bro, when I met her, she was wearing fishnets, knee-high boots, leather skirt.
And you miss that, don't you?
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
I was like, you look like such a whore.
What happened? Now you look like someone I like.
Oh, I care about my kids.
Yeah, she's like, she's like, I really am trying to be a wholesome person. But deep down inside, she's got the fishnets somewhere.
They're there.
Do you ever wear stuff for her?
I mean, I'll wear her clothes. I'll wear her underwear, you know, like I'll put on her stuff.
Yeah, you will.
And I'll be like, does this turn you on, you know?
And she's like, yeah, of course.
She'll walk out.
Do you get to a point where have you tried some weird fucked up shit with each other? Have you gotten comfortable to be like, you know what? We're old enough. I'll try anything.
I mean, I will. I don't think we go like super crazy, you know, like. Vacuums and pumps and stuff.
See,
but
that
like,
I want to try.
Toys? I mean, I fuck around
toys
with
toys. Toys are cool.
Sure.
I want to try the one where you put them in a bag and you suck all the air out of it.
Yeah.
That is hot, cool. Dude.
Dude, I saw a guy put a chick in that, like, and it, you know, it's like a latex suit.
Yeah.
And then he lowered her into a hole in the ground, covered it, put a rug over it, and sat in a chair.
Shut
I was
up.
Like, oh my God. Like the panic that person must feel.
There was a dude on TikTok who, God, I wish I knew who it was so I could promote him. He does a bit with his girlfriend or wife or whatever, where like, you know how you can like take someone's comment, put it on the video and then answer it in the next video.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, the next one was like, when are you going to let her out? And he's like eating an apple in his front porch. And he's like, maybe today. And then he goes inside. And he opens up underneath the sink, like underneath where his sink is. And she's, I'm sorry. He opens up the sink. He grabs detergent and then opens up the dishwasher. She's in the dishwasher, like tied up. And she's like, and he goes, no, not today. And then closes it. I was like, oh my God.
Man.
For her to be in on it. And people, because obviously the comments are like, this is fucked up. This is human trafficking. This is torture. But it's like, do you really think someone would post that 15 videos like that? I mean, it just.
But
sometimes
fascinating.
The humor goes right over people's heads.
Totally.
She's in on it, obviously.
She's in on it. But it's also fascinating what gets people going. I love that. Like, I could talk about kinks all day. Because I think it's fat that, like, there are people who, like, nothing excites them more than the idea of somebody in a latex suit in a dishwasher tied up. You know what I mean?
I know,
and then the other person's also like, and I love that too.
See,
like,
that I don't understand.
I don't
like the domination thing. Like, we watched a special about that, about dominatrixes and stuff. And, like, I get why the woman likes the power thing. But when the guy's getting his ball stepped on and getting kicked in the face.
Stepped on
what
ball,
is it?
Stepped on balls, I don't get.
No.
Handing over control, I understand.
Sure. But getting, like, hit and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't understand the physical punch me.
I don't want to get punched or anything either. But
no, or spit on me. That's the one. This one girl was like.
I'm
I know you do like that.
I'm
beat
in.
Me, piss me, spit on me. But I just think there's a weird moment of. Well, now this is psychologically abusive. And obviously it's because of psychological abuse.
Yeah, that could be a part of
right.
it. I think if you're handing over control, see, there's a thing I think where when with the doms too, it's like if the woman is at least in his eyes gorgeous, like beautiful,
right.
then whatever she wants to do is
right.
pleasing to receive.
Sure, because it's like
they go by goddess, you know. So
right.
Like,
well, that's like have you ever seen my the 1,000-pound sisters or whatever. Have you seen that show? I'm obsessed. It's like my favorite show.
Where her face is so fat that, like, you're like, is she Asian? Like,
it's not, dude. It's
changing.
It's one of the best shows
the
on
bone
Earth.
Structure of her face.
Yeah, she's a different human. But how cool you could keep transforming as time goes on.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, you just lose some weight. You get to be a different person every 10 years.
Yeah, that shit.
She one of the bigger girl has a boyfriend. This black dude Jerry, who's got to be 150 pounds wet. You know what I mean? Like as skinny as a rail.
Yeah.
And like, okay, let's go over the few things that first comes to my mind. Black dudes like big girls, but man, some of them like.
Just blanket statement.
Black dudes like big girls. Every black friend I've ever had.
Not even friend, person ever lived.
Every black human who I know likes big girls. No, but right away you're like, all right, A, this guy's got the dick for it probably. Because you can't get through all that fat.
You can't.
You can't. I can't.
Dude,
I'm medium at best.
I mean, I was with a girl in college who was...
Thicky, thicky, thick?
Just a little thick. And
yeah.
I was like, that's in. She's like, that's my butt cheeks. Like,
oh. That's like, really why. When someone's like, why don't white guys like big girls? Like, because we can't get in. That's we're not big enough.
Yeah.
Right? But then I thought, this girl is a super size. They call her SSBBW. She says that on the show. Super size, big, big, beautiful one. And there's a whole category of guys that are into SSBBWs.
So, super size.
So A, it's because, and that's yes, a reference to McDonald's. A, it's because they can get it because they're long enough, and B, I think they like the challenge.
The challenge of getting it in?
Of just like how hard is it to have sex with someone that's that big?
Oh man!
And I'm not fat shaming. I'm saying that is work. That's got to be
work.
Crazy hard.
Do you think your life would be totally different, going a totally different direction if you had a 10-inch dick?
Yeah, 100%. I wouldn't be a comedian.
We were just talking about this.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be a comic at all. I'd probably just be like a guy who works a normal job.
Yeah.
Just like Target. I'd probably be a checkout guy at Target.
Yeah.
There's a guy that's at my grocery store down the street from my house.
Big dick?
Big dick.
Yeah.
I can feel it. Yeah. He's a sweet guy. You know what I mean? He's a checkout guy.
Yeah.
And he's kind of handsome. He's like kind of a good looking guy. He's probably in his mid-40s. And then you know, there's a piece of you that goes, well, is this a job he wants to do or he has to do? And then I thought, maybe he did other jobs earlier in his life that fucking sucked, and his boss was a dick, and he was like, I don't need this fucking bullshit from you. I have a big dick. I'll go beep groceries.
And if you are – sometimes I think about this because the business we're in, ultimately it is like an unhealthy –
it's disgusting. You know, it's repulsive.
And we're always like – you're never satisfied.
No.
It's never enough.
No.
You're never like – oh, cool, this is what I do. Like, you're always like, what about the next thing, though? What about, I need a show.
You never go, this'll do.
Yeah, no. It's always like, so it's not good for you,
right.
You know? But then I go, how great is it to be somebody with any like, regular job who goes, I'm perfectly content. Like, that's a great place to be in.
It is. But what would you do if you weren't doing this?
But do I have the 10-inch dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Target.
Target?
Yeah.
Or check out somewhere where, like, when I leave, I don't have to think about it.
Yeah, we would definitely not do comedy.
No, I think I'm gonna put it out there. Every guy in comedy has a small penis or smallish penis. How about that?
Or is unaware that it's not small if it isn't.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Actually, I found out how medium penis I am, and it made me so happy, like in high school. Like, high school is when you find out if you have a small penis, a big penis, or a medium penis.
Yeah.
And it was nice because I played sports. And then you see other penises you go, okay, bigger, bigger, smaller, same, same, smaller, same. Yeah. Yeah. You know? I mean, I had a lot of, I had two pro athletes
that I played sports.
Yeah, dude, my high school like pushed out pro athletes.
Wow.
Two big brothers dicks? That both played in the NFL.
Big dicks.
I mean, absurd. You knew that they knew, but you also at some point, and I was the first one to make a joke about it. I'd be like, put on, wear a towel. Like, yeah. He would walk around after we showered and chat with people.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, where are you going tonight? And you're like, come on, will ya?
Yeah. Same.
I showered with clothes on.
We did too. Yeah. And there was a guy who would also, showers are done.
Yeah.
And he had a thigh slapper.
Yeah.
And he would just go around and be like, oh, did you guys see it? And we're like, dude, come on.
He's like, yo, that last play. And you're like,
banging, it's banging on his thigh. And we're like, all right, man.
By the way, this is there's male etiquette to bathroom stuff that women don't have to worry about. Is when you walk in. Yesterday, I was in the urinal. I took the furthest one, and of course, a guy went just one too close to me. But there was one right next to the sink that he could have taken.
Doing,
and it's impossible to not look as a guy if you're finishing to turn. You're gonna see it.
Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna see it, and I saw it, and it was huge. And I was like, he wanted me to see it.
He wanted you. He got close for you to see it.
He wanted me to see it.
Yeah.
And so what did I do to him? I pulled mine back out and I go, are you happy now?
Yeah.
Fine.
And
I put it back away. I put it right back into my balls where it goes.
Don't you hate when you're at a urinal and you feel like you don't have like good like length at the moment?
Oh, length. You know what I mean?
And you're like, oh, I'm just going to like, just in case someone walks in, I'm going to give it a little tug right now.
Oh, I shake. Yeah, I'll do a little waggle around.
Like, let's get a little blood going.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I do is I pull up the head and I smack it.
Yeah.
You just pull it up and you smack. Wow. Yeah. Right underneath. Just get it going.
Yeah.
It'll start to really move and get thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good tactic, man.
I don't know. I'll take it back. Some guys in comedy are probably built well, but I got to tell you,
not the majority.
No, it's definitely. No way. It's definitely the minority. Speaking of which, Tom is doing shows for minorities. You're doing Spanish-speaking only shows. You're doing POC shows.
Mm-hmm.
Are whites allowed to go?
They can.
You don't prefer them.
We don't
them.
Prefer it.
Right. I understand that. Will you sell? Are ticket prices higher for whites?
After you get seated, we do a collection.
Right.
At the white
Do you know how
tables.
Fun that would be? Honestly, I would fucking love to do.
Do you know that in today's world, everybody would be like, okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though. That's how fucked up we are that, like, I would love to do a show where black people have a ticket price, that's one. Latin people have a ticket price.
Yeah, Asian people.
And white people have to pay like a super premium.
Yeah, and they're like, as soon as you're like, if you're white, you walk in, they're like, and it's $500. And you're like, what?
But you know, whites are like, well, we'll put it on the card. I mean, it is worth the show. We love Tom. Well, we went to Japan. We used to call it WPT. It was white people tax. A lot of places that we went to in Japan would have, they have called what's called tourist tax.
Really?
Yes, yeah. A lot of places will put
tourist
tax. Have
you been to Japan a lot?
Twice.
How great is it?
I mean, the greatest place on planet Earth. I mean,
really?
I literally can't say enough.
I really want to go.
I'm obsessed. I want to go today. I want to go back.
That's on my, like, when people go, your bucket list stuff,
It's genuinely one of the coolest times of my entire life. I could gush about it for hours and hours of, like, dude, honestly.
You
know,
with your wife?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. Wanted to go with my boyfriend, but she wouldn't let me lose
her. Plus, there's so many Japanese girls. It's like, what are you doing? That was stupid of you.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Japanese guys to me are hotter than Japanese girls.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. Those boys are so soft. It's unbelievable, dude.
Yeah.
You get a nice 25-year-old Japanese boy who works in like computer analytics or something.
Yeah.
He's out at the bar late because he's worried and stressed about what's going on the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You take him home, you know, back to the Intercontinental.
Oh, my God.
I haven't thought about it or anything, but it's just
how long did you stay when you went each time?
Japan was probably a couple of weeks.
Wow.
You can't do less than a week.
Yeah, you can't.
It's absurd. Well, because also it's like, you want to do Tokyo, then you want to do southern Japan. We flew to a little island called Ishigaki, which is in the Okinawan island chains, because I wanted to like feel that difference, because they say like the islands are off the coast are totally, it's like not, it didn't feel like Japan. It felt like just a Pacific island place that wasn't connected to Japan. It was, wow, the culture was different. The language they say is different. They also hate Japanese people.
They do?
They're not a fan of mainland. Because I guess Okinawan chain during the war was used as like their dumping sites for whatever they needed, right?
Yeah.
The military kind of occupied and just really ruined everything down there. So it's not that they don't like them. I just think they feel how Northern California feels about Southern California.
Yeah.
Where you're like, yeah, we're the same place, but we're fucking not.
Dude, I remember when I was in Hong Kong, they had, just because, you know, island and there's bridges connecting to other parts.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, this part of the island hates that part of the island. Just like, we're talking like a mile British.
Oh, dude, totally. Yeah. But it's the same as to say like, it's the same as to say like people from Wisconsin hate people from Illinois sometimes. Like just because we have this weird dumb rivalry of like,
yeah,
you're there and I'm there. It means nothing.
It means, yeah.
What do you mean? Even closer to home, Northside Chicago Cubs, Southside White Sox. Why do we hate it? I was just born there.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything. But do I hate them? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. It's just like, it's built into my DNA.
Who are you? Which?
I'm a Cubs. I'm a Northsider.
You're a Northsider.
Yeah, so like, I don't like the White Sox. I think, boo-boo fart, you know? Boo-boo fart to them. That's what I say when I go. But yeah. I've also been. But yeah, no, Japan, honestly, go. I would say that to anybody. I would rather go back to Japan than I would go to visit some countries for the first time, because it was just so endlessly beautiful and cool. And like, the creepy thing, when you get out of a tube stop or get out of a train stop, no matter where you're getting off in Tokyo, feels like the center of Tokyo. That's how fucking big and dense it is.
And like people just,
it's everywhere, dude. Yeah. It feels, everywhere you go feels like a fucking Christopher Nolan movie.
That's like, a place where for 20 years people wear masks.
You know what I mean? Isn't that funny that they wear masks
all the time?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
And we go there and we're like, what's up with that guy? What is he, sick? What a
fucking weirdo.
What's up, dude? Take it off, man.
Yeah.
And now we're going to be wearing it forever. Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, that somebody said that who said they were in Texas. And
well, Texas never really fucked with the virus. They were like, we're good.
But they said they were walking around. Somebody goes, take that off, man. It's over.
Dude, look, you know what? He feels that way. Are you proud to be a Texan now? It's going to be a thing.
I will be a Texan very soon.
No, but I mean, are you going to get a driver's license and do all that shit?
Oh, yeah.
You are?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You are, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm going all in.
Really?
Yeah, man. I'm building a studio, doing the whole thing.
But I mean, like, this is forever home now, Texas?
I don't know. With like, I was used to moving a lot. You know, we moved a lot when I was a kid. And I've lived here way longer than I've lived here 19 years.
Yeah.
And so it's the longest I've lived anywhere. I didn't think we would be leaving ever.
Right.
I bought a house last year here.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's a dump. I've seen it. It's a dump.
It's a dump.
It's a fucking dump.
We moved. We mapped out everything for like school, for the, you know, like everything was ready to go.
Right.
And the thing is, you're married. Like, you know, so much of the vibe of your house is, you know, how as a couple, right? And like how.
Yeah.
So like, Christine, the idea of my wife leaving Los Angeles, I'd be like, you're out of your mind. She's an Angelino. Like,
right. She's born and raised here.
She's been here forever. So, and she's always had this attitude of like, L.A. or go fuck yourself, you know?
Yeah,
so
that's why I like her.
That's why you go like, oh, this would never change. And then as it came up and we started talking about it, at first when I was like, you know, do you consider it, blah, blah, blah. And usually these things with a couple, it's like one person's kind of leading and the other person, you know? And then she surpassed me. And that's when I knew we were doing it. Because she would wake up and start talking about it. I was like, okay. And then I would be the one who was like, really? Are we really going to move?
Yeah.
And it started the other way. And as she kept being like, all the reasons why she wants to move there, like it got me even more on board.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, look, the thing that I'll be honest, like the most about it are two things. I love the fact that I have zero state income tax.
Huge.
And I love the fact that I basically, for the most part, in a non-pandemic year, I am on the road all the time.
Yeah, I know.
I tour constantly. And touring from like more or less the center of the country versus the southwest corner. Yeah.
LA is a gun in my mouth.
Exciting to me.
I hate traveling from here. I will say that. Dude, so I sometimes I'm learning to just be like, I don't want to go to LAX so bad.
Yeah.
So bad, I'll stop out of Burbank.
Yeah.
Because I just don't care.
It's
because I'm like, this is such a gun in my mouth. I'd rather just sit on a plane and get to another city and have another drink or watch another movie than fucking go down there and want to murder myself.
It's a nightmare. I mean, and like I said, you know, that has been for me a regular thing now for 14.
Yeah, over a decade.
Years.
It's exhausting.
And I start at with both equations. I start doing the cumulative number. In other words,
right.
It's not what you save in a year in taxes. It's like what do you save in 10 years?
Totally.
It's not the time you save a year of 6 and 5 hour flights. It's what is that over 10 years? It probably adds up to a year of your life on a plane. It's
at least. You know? Oh, God.
So, now my flights are like 2.5, 3 hours.
Right.
Which feels like nothing.
3 hours at most.
Yeah. It feels like nothing when you do that.
Right. When you go to New York from down there, it's way easier. You go to New York from here, It's like, I'll see you in a week.
Dude, yes.
I always feel like when someone's like, when are you getting to New York? I'm like, tomorrow, but not. I mean, I'll see you later.
I need a couple days to recover.
Right. Yeah. So I'm going in a fucking time machine.
Yeah.
It feels like
I mean, it's exciting, man.
I'm excited for you guys. It is cool. I would dare you to not see Rogan or talk to him the whole time that you're there.
That'd be hilarious.
How funny. You guys move there for, I feel like.
And then in like 2030, I'm like, do you live here too?
Have you seen what he's doing down there? His club and all that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible, huh?
Yeah.
Fucking wild. I mean, good. Rebuilding the universe. I mean, it has to be somewhere. It's cool if that place becomes an epicenter of comedy.
I know so many people moving there.
Yeah. I can't.
No.
We just bought this house and I have almost no money. So at this point I can't do it. I just gotta the only way is if, you know. It'd be so hard. It'd be so hard to do. Also, you know, I've got the podcast with Noodles and like, what am I going to do with that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like he can't leave here.
Dude, it would be awesome if you moved there and just started it with just any Korean guy. Like a random Korean guy.
Yeah.
And it was just bad for, and you never said anything.
Yeah. It would piss him off so much.
You just got to know him on the podcast.
And it became a huge hit. They're like, these guys are the shit. I steal everything from the studio. It's all bad friend stuff. Yeah.
And do you mind if I call you Bob? He's like, oh, okay.
He's like, fine for me.
All right.
Yeah, no, we can't go anywhere. We'll be probably, and Bert's going to stay.
He is going to stay, but I'm keeping my LA office for a while.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, I'm back all the time, man.
Yeah, you'll be back.
And also, we might move back. I don't know.
See, that's what I think. I think more people will move back than not. I think there's people that don't. That are moving there for a temporary.
Like I feel like I say that because I'm being realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And you might just miss it and be like, I'm coming back.
I do like it here. As soon as we can get back to fucking feeling somewhat human. Although, dude, I went out the other night for a friend's birthday to go meet up with them and say hi. And people were just getting shit-faced, partying like it was the old days. So I feel like a part of it's, you know, it's going to get back. Are you vaxxed, by the way?
No, but I have antibodies because I had it.
Me too.
Yeah. I know. I got tested for antibodies this week.
Are we supposed to get vaxxed if we have the antibodies?
Not if you have antibodies. Like now, it changed. Like some people who have had it don't have antibodies. Like after a shorter period of time. It just depends person to person.
I got to go get tested again for antibodies. But I think I still have them because they said it's at least
antibodies
6 months
are better than a vaccination.
The vax. I know.
And also, a lot of people don't know this, that whether it's a vaccination or antibodies, in either case, you can still get it.
Yeah.
You can still carry.
Yeah.
You can still spread.
Totally.
It's just about lowering your symptoms.
And the risk level of what you would incur.
Yes.
If you were going to get it, Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson.
Well.
I want J&J. I want one shot and take me out.
I want one shot, but it's apparently that has the lowest, efficacy?
Good.
So that's what you want.
Fuck yeah. Low. Give me low.
Low dose.
Yeah, low dose, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when I smoke weed, I don't need high percentage anymore. Just give me a little one. Just let
me
coast.
Yeah.
My buddy EP said that. He was like, he's like, because I said, which one do you want to get? He goes, oh, man, don't you know, like, black dudes, we're waiting for the Johnson & Johnson. I was like, why? He's like, don't you know, man? It's like, what do you mean? He's like, we don't trust Pfizer, Moderna. I don't trust that shit. He's like, Johnson & Johnson is a name I know. I was like, really? Is that like a thing? He's like, every black person I speak to is waiting for Johnson & Johnson.
That's just because they're familiar with the name.
I guess, dude. I mean, he's speaking very heavily about every black person. But I was also it's a funny joke. I'm sure that's
not true. I always felt like.
But I get it because I, Johnson & Johnson, I'm like, I like that. I mean,
I always felt like.
No more tears, baby.
You know, let's say you go back a couple years before this shit started.
Yeah.
You bring up vaccinations. And for the most part. I feel like, I mean, there's always been an anti-vax group, but in this year, the number of people who
anti-vax.
Are, it's way higher.
Yeah.
It's way higher.
Well, because misinformation is huge, right?
It's huge. But, and the fact that it's accelerated. I think that
totally.
Made a lot. That made people who are actually in medicine question it because they're like, this is so fast.
It is weird to hear doctors go, well, you know, we're finding out. We don't know everything.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, what the fuck does that even
dude,
mean?
Dude, I know a bunch of people in healthcare who told me they're not, they're like, I'm like, what are you talking about?
And I know
like,
someone that, I know someone on a personal level that's close to us that didn't get it and works in healthcare. And I was like, you're not going to get it? And they were like, no. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Are we? But they were like, you should get it.
Right. And you're like, wait, why should I do it?
But also, I think they're exposed to way more than we are. Their whole life is exposure to germs and...
True.
Like, if that's your whole life, you know, it's like... It's like you and Christina. You expose each other to so much stuff.
Yes.
On a constant basis.
Yes.
You're pretty much impervious to anything.
Yeah.
You guys didn't even get sick when you got the virus.
When I got COVID?
Yeah.
No, I got sick.
You did?
But just a couple days.
Right,
it was,
2 days.
It was gnarly. I mean, it was. I never had a fever, which was
same.
Like, but I had like real aches and I was exhausted.
Do you have foggy thing, the foggy brain?
I was just so tired that I couldn't do, like I just slept. I just slept.
I had this like this Alzheimer's-y thing. Like
really?
She was saying that I was punching her in the middle of the night.
Ah.
I was like, I don't remember any of that.
You probably said something stupid.
That's right.
Yeah.
COVID took care of what I couldn't take care of.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that's a symptom? They're just like, you might forget hitting your significant other.
You might knock their teeth out, and it's not your fault.
So I've been having COVID for about 5 years with her, boy.
Yeah, a lot of COVID, man.
Well, dude, my heart is with you and the family as you go over there. I can't wait to see you when I go down there, and we'll swim naked at Lake Travis.
Yep.
What's it called over there? Barton Springs. It's a nude beach.
Oh, yeah. They pull your tits out.
You can pull your tits out.
Yeah.
You can't pull your penis out, apparently. Because I did, and they freaked out.
Why can't you pull your dick out?
Well, they pulled their boobs out, and right. I had my penis out, and people were, you know, kids are crying, and people are screaming and running away, and I'm like...
It doesn't make sense. I'll change that.
I think...
I'll change that.
I think penis and boobs are one and the same.
They totally are. First of all, what are you doing with your boobs if you don't want a penis on them?
In them. Yeah, exactly. So we'll go naked swimming in Barton Springs. I want to go look at your car right now, so... thank you for doing this. It's good to see you once again. We end the episode with one word or one phrase. Those are fresh. What are those, by the way? And you always have nice kicks. What size shoe are you?
10.5.
Damn, I was going to say, give me some shoes that you don't wear.
What do you wear?
I'm a 12 or 12 and a half.
You vary between sizes?
Some shoes I'm a 12, some I'm a 12 and a half. I don't know why. Like Nikes, I'm always...
What about dress shoes? Don't you go down in dress
shoes? In high heels? High heels, I'm a half up. Like,
you're a half up?
Yeah, like if in my... In my stilettos, I'm always like a 13.
Wow.
Well, my toes are big, so when I wear high heels, I have to have more wiggle room.
Yeah.
But when I wear sneakers, like these sneaks are 12, but then if I wear Nikes, I got to be 12 and a half.
Oh, okay.
Something about the little kids that made it, like their hands. I think sometimes they fuck up when they're making the shoes.
They do.
And
there's a thing you can pay.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know if it's on the app. It might be on the site. You can pay to find out who fucked up.
On your shoes, on the Nike
app?
And
if you pay extra, they'll hurt them.
Oh, they will?
Yeah.
By the way, that it has been
proposed.
They'll
send you a picture like, here's a bruise.
You know, the Chinese government at one point was like, this is not a bad idea.
This is a pretty cool idea. This is what Americans are good at, is good ideas.
Also, speaking of which, I heard the Chinese government, they're like trying to investigate them to find out that they knew 2 months before the virus was spreading that they could have told us, but they refused not to.
Wasn't the
2 months?
They said that the what is it, NSA or somebody's like, oh, this was definitely lab produced.
Yeah. They said it was lab leaked.
Yeah.
But we have the sister lab here in South Carolina. You know that, right?
Mm-mm.
Their Wuhan lab, we have a sister lab here. So like they had communicated about what they were working on.
Like, this shit is dope.
This shit is fire.
Wait till it gets out.
By the way, zero cases in South Carolina. You know, they were just like, you're like, we're out of here. Fuck that. This shit is fire. Wait till this fucking... That's a Chinese guy with a southern accent. He's working between both. Wait till this shit gets out, dude.
Here's all I know.
Yeah.
The world's a pretty cool place, man.
I'm going to walk off camera. You give me one word or one phrase. This is your Segura goodbye up for who knows how long, so... Make it really count, man.
Okay.
In here, we pour whiskey.
Who are that creature in the ginger beard?
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers are hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.